Did you experience damage to your home or business from Hurricane Irma? Don't wait. The deadline to file an insurance claim is September 10th, 2020. Call the pros at East Coast Public Adjusters, 855-GET-ECPA. That's 855-GET-ECPA.
Big O, what to do with the Miami Hurricanes have to get back to being a great program? What they have to do, my man, is coach them up, develop them, get great young players in here. That's what you have to do. That's what Manny Diaz has to do. He has to prove that he can recruit, develop a great young team over and over and over again, because that's part of being a custodian of a great program, is maintaining, you know? So that's why I would tell you, yeah, that's what they got to do. And that's they're a long ways away from that. But I'll give Manny a lot of credit. He addressed what seems like all their problems during the offseason. So let's hope that it does end up paying off here.
I don't think that Manny could do any more than he has, right?
No, no.
He's dotted and crossed every T, right?
Yeah,
dotted every I.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Right.
Richard says, so maybe they should not have drafted a broken QB. Oh, why not? They had 13 other picks. Are you not listening to me, Richard? You take a chance. You have a whole bunch of other picks, man. So it doesn't matter whether you hit or don't hit on Tua. You still should have a great draft because you have a whole bunch of other picks. So, yes, it was worth it. Oh, when it comes to Dolphins, patience is going to be the biggest challenge for us fans. If we waited 20 years for a playoff win, we can't wait another year or two. Yeah, you're right. You're right. People do get uneasy, kind of like being locked up for a couple weeks. Alex says, Barry Jackson says the Dolphins will seriously consider starting him week one. Do you believe that? No, I don't. I think Barry writes all kinds of stuff like that all the time. That's completely off. So, I mean, it doesn't matter.
Totally not out of the norm.
Yeah, it's just that's normal, you know, to throw those kind of things out there. And that's all. That's fine. It's not a big deal, bro. To me, it's all silliness. There's no shot. Now, could he play in the fourth quarter that they bring him in to throw a pass? Yeah, sure. You know, that they happen to be winning that game or something really comfortably.
Want seven offensive linemen.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, maybe they do something like I even doubt that. Put it that way. I even doubt that. But there's no shot he starts at all. There's no shot he starts the first 4 to 5, 6 weeks of the season. Put it that way. Not first week. There's no shot he starts for weeks.
Get on the other side of the San Francisco game, yeah, and then think about it maybe.
Again, man, what a lot of people, even former players, they don't put common sense into the decision. I do. They don't talk about the offense. No, just throw them out there. Well, how can you just throw him out there in week one? Well, no, you draft him. He's got to play. Well, what about if the offensive line's not in sync? And it's like, and they're not going to be in sync in week one. There's not even an experienced line from last year. Okay, not even the Titans minus Jack Conklin, okay, are going to be in sync in week one of the NFL season. Okay, and they are a stud line. They're not even going to be in sync in week one. How the hell do you expect the Dolphins, with all these new linemen that don't know each other, never played with each other, and all of a sudden they're going to be in sync? Yeah, throw them out there. It's the stupid-ass crap that people pull out there. And the Dolphins, remember, the Dolphins have to feed people like Barry this information, because they're not going to tell you, they're not going to tell the kid, you got no shot at all. They're going to, it's like when you went to the dog race and you saw the mechanical bunny in front, and you're like, oh, so that's why they're running, because they're chasing the bunny, right? And you figured it out. Well, that's what coaches always have, the carrot dangling in front of the player. They're never going to tell a player you're out of it. No, they're going to tell Josh Rosen you got a shot. And you and I know Josh Rosen has no shot pretty much now at this point. They've made their decision. They saw enough in him that they said, we got to draft Tua. And they drafted Tua. So they're dead set on going to Tua. but they'll tell Rosen he's got a shot because you have to tell him he's got a shot. You have to tell Cordrea Tankersley, who's a draft pick from 3 years ago, had a couple of injuries, has not played well, probably has no shot at making this team, okay? But you have to tell him you got a great shot at making this team. And when the writers ask you, yeah, hey, Cordrea Tankersley is in the mix. He's in shape. He's looking good. He's a third-round pick. We like him a lot. And then there goes a writer writing, well, you know, the Dolphins really like Cordrea Tankersley. Because they have to do that. They have to write it. But you can feed me the bull-ass crap. Doesn't mean I have to say it on the air. I can read it. Doesn't mean I have to believe it. Okay? What I do on this show is I read through the BS. And I tell you exactly what's going on. Exactly what they're talking about. You know, remember when a lot of the writers were like, well, how can they fire O'Shea and all that? And I was the one that told you, well, they fired O'Shea because it was probably Ryan Fitzpatrick bailing his ass out. And now when you hear some of the writers talk about the O'Shea firing and all the stuff that came out, they're like, well, you know, maybe it was Ryan Fitzpatrick bailing him out. Yeah, well, what do you think we said months ago? Same thing, like, hey, no, everybody's quit. No, they have not. They're not tanking. We read through the BS. No, they're not trying to lose. They're trying to win with young people. We read through the BS on this show. And when they tell you, and they tell the writers, okay? See, the difference is, if I was a writer, I probably would have written, well, Dolphin sources say they're open to playing him in the first week, but reality is he has no business playing in the first week. That's what I would have wrote. I would have followed up with that. They've got to tell Tua, you got a shot in week one. They've got to tell the media he's got a shot in week one because they don't want the media writing, well, Tua's been drafted and he has no shot at starting in week one. And then they start with the stupid articles like, well, the Dolphins are doing it wrong. And they're not. But they've got to feed the writers the BS. They've got to feed the fans the BS. They've got to feed the TV people the BS. The radio people the BS. Doesn't mean you have to believe the BS. Okay? And if you want to actually read through the BS, this is the only show that's going to read through the BS. Okay?
When you look at it, though, you got a new offensive coordinator. Your number two receiver, Preston Williams, only played a half a season. You don't know who your starting five offensive linemen are. Your 1 and 2 running backs that you just brought in are brand new. Like, look at how many new pieces you have. How could you even think about putting a rookie quarterback that has injury problems behind all that?
That's why.
Come on.
That's why people that cover the Dolphins just, you know, they – and then they – but, again, the Dolphins have to – like I told you, they have to control the narrative. And they have to tell the writers and the media, hey, no, yeah, he's got a shot. But they know he doesn't. But they can't say that because – then that would be an even bigger story. Well, they drafted 2 at 5, and they're not even going to give him a shot to start.
They already don't trust him.
Right. That's not going to happen. So everybody's got a shot. Jake Ruddick has got a shot. Okay? That's just the way it is. Everybody's got a shot. That's the way coaches play the game, the mental game. So that way you don't lose a player.
You want them to keep striving and trying.
Yeah, because the second you tell them, they're going to say, well, if I don't have a shot, then I want out of here. I want to get traded. I want to get – and, you know, they already dealt with disgruntled guys last year in Minka, because obviously Minka got disgruntled right away and wasn't a believer in anything that they were doing. And so he wanted out. Okay?
And once that starts in your locker room, if you don't get rid of it like we did with Minka – it festers and spreads to the rest of the team.
Yeah. So,
then you got a real problem.
So for me, it's just this whole thing. He's got a shot to start first week. It's just, you know, mental masturbation, baby. You want to believe it? You can go ahead. one of the guys from, what is it, 3 yards carry, whatever, from Five Reasons. And he goes to me, so what happens when Flores plays him in week one? And I said to him yesterday on Twitter, I said, you name it, bro. Big money. Let's bet it. Any number you want, I will put on there that Tua does not play in week one. I didn't get a response from him on that, obviously, because he's not going to. Because, you know, it's really easy to open your mouth, right? But then when you got to back it up, you know, you could give me a smart-ass comment. But then when I come back at you and I say, all right, well, if you got cojones and you think he'll play week one, then let's go. I'll take your money. But, of course, that guy's not going to come back at me with a bet because he knows I'm going to take his money. He was just trying to play counter to something that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. That's all. Because when you look at the equation, there is no reason to start him in week one. None. None. It's incredibly irresponsible to start him in week one. Put it that way. The only way you could start him in week one is if the week of the game, both other guys and Jake Ruddick got injured. All right, not just Fitz, not just Rosen, but Ruddick slipped in the kitchen, you know, changing a light bulb with David Bowens and blew out a knee also. And, like, they have no quarterbacks and they got to start Tua. Like, that's, like, the only – and I still might go pick up, like, Brett Favre and bring him in, unretire his ass and start him for a couple weeks here until I get Fitz back. I'm serious. There's no way you play Tua in week one.